Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So it's officially... I don't know what day to call it, because technically, Mark and I guess, started our quarantine on Saturday. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's officially day five of the quarantine. And, yeah, I was, you know, I was looking at stocks because really, I mean, I know people are going to die and that's really bad and I don't want people to die. You know, so I hope that this, you know, this staying in that we're doing is going to prevent that or, well, maybe not prevent it, but at least, you know, at least is really going to stop the, or not stop it. Obviously it's not, but gonna make it less or whatever. And, so I'm, you know, I'm really concerned about that, but I'm also concerned about the economic, you know, impact of everything and my 401k and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do the quarantining because I, you know, based on the, what the scientists are saying and all that, I do feel like it's good. And I'm no expert, but I do feel like it's a good thing. I was reading an article, though, that was saying this could be something that lasts a year or more, like we do them on cycles where we'll do a couple of months quarantining and then go back to work or, you know, go back to non-quarantine for a month or two and then go back on it and then, you know, and then go back off and then back on until a vaccine is available. But I don't know how sustainable that would be for like a year to 18 months. As far as economies are concerned, because I know there are restaurants already going out of business and laying people off and stuff like that. And I feel bad for those people that can't work from home. But anyway, I was looking at the stocks and the Dow Jones is down again by 6.3% to 19,898. But my Walmart stock, but see, my 401k is in like a money market or whatever. So it's more diversified. So the overall Dow, I think, affects the money market, although I haven't looked at it this afternoon. But for some reason, my Walmart stock is up by $3.32 to $122.58. But I think $122.58 is like the highest the Walmart stock has been since I've worked at Walmart. So it's really, and it's been a real roller coaster, though, because it was down a whole lot. It got down like, I don't know, $20 lower than it is today at one point last week. And then it went up and then it went back down and then it went up and then went back down. So it's just been roller coastering up and down. And I guess it went up today because of all that toilet paper people are buying. Not really sure, but anyway, so I'm just sitting here at home, like with a big stock ticker in front of me, just watching stocks go up and down and, you know, wondering how good my interest rate is going to be on the new house that we want to buy. And, well, I say the new house we want to buy, a house that we will want to buy once we find a house. I don't know what the house search is going to look like, actually, with all this quarantine as well. We may have to postpone actually going and looking at homes until, you know, the whole quarantine stuff is over. I don't know what they're doing because, I mean, technically in Arkansas, they're not doing the thing they're doing in California, a lot of places where they're like stay in place or whatever it's called. I can't remember. We're not doing that here, or at least the government has not asked us to do that, but they've closed schools. They have not closed restaurants, but they've limited capacity in restaurants to 50%. And, you know, but a lot of the fast food places have gone to drive-through only. And Mark and I have really just stayed home. Churches, for the most part, have gone online. My church is going online on a week-to-week basis. So this coming Sunday, it's going to be online. They canceled our rehearsal tonight. So, you know, pretty much we're staying home. But it's not to the extent that some of these hot spots are, at least not yet. And the thing is, I don't know what it's going to be. So I don't know. Are realtors still showing homes? Do we even want to go and look at a home, even if it's just Mark and I and the realtor, which is only three people, you know, and let's say we're not touching our face, we're not touching hard surfaces, we take, you know, we take sanitizer with us. I'm not really sure because I feel like it's going to be a good time to buy because interest rates are really low, and we need our, we still have the fact that our lease is going to be up at the end of June. So we've got to figure out like what we're doing. Are we moving into a new house, or is we postponing this for another year, or, you know, what are we doing? So that's going to be interesting. But, regardless, this is new for everyone. I mean, this is, we all need to be taking all these quarantines seriously. And like I said, Mark and I are, we haven't left the house since we went to the grocery store. Well, we picked up food last night from Chick-fil-A, but, and we drive and flip a Pokestop for Pokemon, but we don't get out of the car. We just drive to the, we drive to the Pokestop, we flip it, we don't even roll down the windows, and we come back home. So other than going to the grocery store and maybe picking up food, we're pretty much in the house. And yeah, nothing has happened. So I did, we did P90X again last night, and man, I'm out of shape. I am so out of shape. I was, it's just a 30-minute thing, and it's hard. I mean, P90X is difficult, but this is P90X 3, so it's only 30 minutes a day, and it's not as hard as the original P90X. I think they thought, oh, we've got to make something that's for normal people. But I'm like, I'm going to start. Mark was already doing this for like the past month. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start doing this with him because I'm a fat ass and I need to start doing some exercise. And I'm starting to get winded when I walk up and downstairs. You know, so I need to, my knees already hurt, so I need to do something to strengthen all of that. And I was sore yesterday from what we did on Monday. And then yesterday, I was so out of breath because what we did yesterday was a lot more cardio and a lot of like jumping up and down and what are they called? Burpees and like all this, you know, squats and all this stuff. And today I was pretty, I'm burping. Today I was pretty sore again. But we have yoga today, so hopefully that'll stretch me all out and I'll lose some of the soreness. And I'm getting used to the working from home thing because I don't normally work from home, but I do have the studio where I record this, and it's already set up with a desk and, well, sort of a desk. I kind of made my own desk with a, it's hard to describe, but I've got a whole studio set up here and I have room for my laptop and all that. So, so I'm able to do that, but I'm working in one room. Mark is working in the other room. Our dog, Sydney, doesn't like to be locked out of a room, but when I have a meeting, like a Zoom meeting or a Skype meeting or whatever with my coworkers, I need to close the door so I'm not bothering Mark. But Sydney likes to be able to move freely from room to room. So if you shut the door, she'll end up scratching if she wants to get in or scratching if she wants to get out. So that's, we're still trying to work through that, especially if he and I have a meeting at the same time. We really have to shut our doors so we're not disturbing each other. And so that's been something. And then when I take my little breaks, I've been now playing Words with Friends. And oh my God, Kathy Bacon is so good at Words with Friends. Kathy Bacon is currently at like 243 points. She's hitting like all of the triple words, all of the double words. She's getting these words that I've never even heard of in my life. And I don't know if she's just like that brilliant or if she's using one of those online things where you type in the letters you've got and it tells you what words are available. Because she used this word lentier. I'm not sure what that means. Another one, devices. I'm not really sure. You know, now she did use the word beatings, and I'm wondering if she knows that word because of her children. Anyway, all right, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.